Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in August of 1968 in Montreal, Canada.
Tasmadaham mahi gunami bigata viklavai sarasya yathamanisam नीचो जया गुण विसर्ग अनुप्रविष्ट पुईत जीन ही पुमान अनुवर्णित दिस इज द प्रेयर ऑफ प्रहलाद महाराज ए ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड ही हैज डिस्क्राइब दैट ऑल्दो ही वाज बोर्न ऑफ एन एथिस्टिक फैमिली But still, Krishna or God does not take account of a devotee in which family he belongs. Krishna does not take account, God does not take account of the family of breeding. He is equally kind to everyone. You have seen the picture that Krishna is loving both the calf and as well as the gopi. In the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction that one is on the higher level or one is on the lower level. Pandita Samadarshina. In the Bhagavad Gita, therefore it is said that those who are actually learned, they have no such distinction. Although, in material consideration, according to the body, there is distinction. In the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction. Krishna therefore says in the Bhagavad Gita, Man hi pātha vipāsitta jīpīṣu pāpujuna. Anyone, it does not matter in which family he belongs to, if he takes shelter unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, never mind what he may be a man, he may be one woman, he may be a Shudra, he may be a Brahmin, or he may be black, or he may be white. Everyone can approach to the highest platform of devotional service. It is open field. So, Prahlad Maharaj, although he was born of an atheistic family, he is taking courage. The Lord has no such distinction, therefore I shall pray according to my capacity. Bhavagrahi Janardana. Bhava. The personality of Godhead takes account of your mental, not exactly mental, your spiritual attraction. How much you are attracted. This attraction is the main thing. As I have several times explained in this meeting, that savai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhati. What is the highest type of religion? Everyone will say that my system of religion is better than yours. That is quite natural. A Hindu will say, oh, I am better than the Christian. A Christian will say, I am better than Hindu. But Bhagavad says that is not the test of religion. Bhagavad says, savai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti adho khaje. That type of religion is the best by which one develops love of God. That's all. The test is how much you have developed love of God. The bhavagraha is another. In Vedic literature, it is said that God, Krishna, simply accepts your bhava or your situation, how much you have developed your attraction for God or Krishna. That is taken into account. He does not take account that you are very rich, you are very beautiful, you are very opulent, or you are very poor, you are not beautiful. These considerations are not there. The only consideration is that how much you love God, then your life is successful. So Prahlad Maharaj, therefore, taking courage that the material qualifications are not assets to approach God, but it is only devotional service, service attitude. Krishna or God, I love you. I can sacrifice you, I can sacrifice everything for you. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he sacrificed even his life. The gopis, they also sacrifice everything for Krishna. This is one thing. The degree of sacrifice, the degree of attachment is taken into consideration by God, not any material opulence. So, Prahlad Maharaj is encouraged. Tasmād aham vigatavitklava īśvarasya sarvātmanā mahī jñāmi yathāvanīśam. Therefore, I shall try to offer my prayers according to my capacity. It is not that because one does not know Sanskrit or a particular type of language and he cannot pray very nicely with poetic simile, metaphors. These things are not required. You have to open your feelings of love of God. Then he is believed. It does not depend on the particular type of language or poetic ideas. No. There is one verse in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam that tadvāga viṣaggat janatāga viplava jasmin pratislokam avadhavattapi nāmāni nantasya jasoṁ kitāni jat sinnanti gāyanti giranti sādhava. It is said that a verse written in broken language, suppose a person, a great devotee, is writing some prayers for God, but he has no idea of the rhetorical or prosodic method, the system of poetry. He has no such idea, but he is simply expressing his feeling. But if that feeling is correct, even the language is broken, there are many examples. Just like a child, he prays mother, parents, simply by crying. It has no language, but the mother understands what is the feeling of the child. It is the feeling that is taken into consideration, not the language. So Prahlad Maharaj is very much encouraged. Tasmādaham vigatavitklava. So without any doubt, Īśvarasya of the Lord, sarvātmanā, wholehearted, without any reservation. If I say, my dear God, my dear Krishna, from today I surrender unto you, please may protect me. This very language, this very feeling will give you all protection. It is so nice. He does not require to be very learned man. Oh. In the spiritual platform, there is no such consideration. Tasmadahanga bhigatava ishara sat sarvatmana. So the qualification is without any reservation. So much for God, so much for my sense gratification. There is reservation. And the Bhagavad Gita also the same thing is ordered by Krishna, sarva dharman parityajya. Don't divide your energy, the so much energy for God, so much energy for maya or matter. No, sarvatmana, fully. Then whatever energy of God, that is sufficient to approach God. It doesn't matter what you want. Sarvatmanamahi gnami jathamanisam. Jathamanisam means as far as it is possible by me. Nicho ajaya. Although I am born low, guna visargam anupravishta, but as soon as the vibration of Lord's name will enter unto me, so I may be qualitatively very low. Just like there are three qualities, someone may be in the quality of goodness, someone may be in the quality of passion, someone may be in the quality of darkness or ignorance. But Krishna, our God, is transcendental to all qualities because He is Supreme Spirit. We are also transcendental to all qualities. But at the present circumstances, we are under the clutches of this qualitative existence. Somebody is very good man, somebody is very passionate man, somebody is ignorant fool. These are all qualitative representation of this material world. But as soon as you come to the platform of God, you transcend all the qualities. All equality. There is no such distinction, good man, bad man, or this man or that man. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is stated, Manchabhyabhicharini bhakti yogena ja sevate sagunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Anyone who is engaged in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord without any reservation. If anyone is engaged in that way, then what is his position? Sva gunana samati to etan. There are three qualities of the material nature, namely goodness, passion and ignorance. He at once transcends. Sagunam samatita brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Immediately he is spiritually identified. Immediate. Janardhan, he can chant. He can take call.